now is guest time on this Thursday morning, and I'm joined in the studio by Ash, who is the managing director and vegan designer of Dandelion Weatherstone CIC. Lovely to meet you, and you're here with your gorgeous daughter, who we might say you can say a quick hello.
Hello.
There we go. That's not Ash, by the way. So it's really good to meet you, Ash. And I've had a look at your website, which is really, really interesting. I'm going to talk about what you do. So tell everybody about your business and how it started.
So I design antibacterial. It started off as post C-section knickers with the aim to reduce infection and pain. But they also go out to anyone who's had abdominal surgery, such as gynae surgery, cancer, things like that. My background was in textiles for women's wear. I gave it up for a long time because I got very disheartened by the lack of ethics in the industry. And then what happened was Sage, who's with me today, I had an emergency C-section under general anaesthetic in 2012. And I thought, I need some anti-back knickers. I was immunocompromised because I'm on insulin. And as I was recovering, I was acutely aware of the risk of infection, but there was nothing on the market. And then I procrastinated and procrastinated, and then lockdown hit, and I thought, I'm so angry, I'm going to bring these to market. But not only that, I want to do it so that it's an ethical company. It has to be fully vegan, and I have to be able to get them out to people free of charge if they can't afford them. So that's how it all happened. Basically, if we look at the National Centre of Biotechnology Information, they're saying that 15 to 25% of all abdominal surgery becomes infected.
Yeah.
And that's massive. When I worked out that the cost of, if I could get a family these knickers and help prevent pain and infection and all of the other social implications, perhaps a single mum who might be stuck in hospital and needs social help, it's potentially £214,000 per family that we're saving society.
And how did you, with because they're antibacterial, how did you research, how did you get into all the research for this? And are they antibacterial on an ongoing ongoing basis? And how is that, so you were impregnated into the material, but how does that, how did you actually discover all that?
So I had this ambition, and I pestered and pestered every scientist and doctor and textile scientist as well on LinkedIn. I also consulted microbe specialists. So my fibres are impregnated with a compound called Silvadur. They're antibacterial for a guaranteed 50 washes at 40 degrees. It's an ongoing process. I'm continually trying to improve the design and move to an even better product. But where I started with was, what products are they already using as PPE in the NHS to help prevent infection? And then and then I had the issue of, I needed to get what was a CE kite mark, it's now a UKCA mark, which would have been really expensive. And I was very blessed that someone fitted the bill for that and sponsored thousands of pounds to get that through. So, yeah.
Now, every design or collection is named after a person that's, that's helped you.
Yes, not financially, emotionally.
Yeah, emotionally, yeah.
So, basically, I mean, my background is that I'm working class, and when I was at school, I felt that the only person that had faith in me was my art teacher. And as I was about to launch, I contacted Ms. Wagland and I said, can I have your permission to name this product after you? Because she just let me spread my wings and gave me faith. She said that I would get into London College of Fashion, which I did.
Yeah.
And she said I would go as far as I determined. Mm. And the other one is my best friend, who's just stood by me since I was six.
Yeah.
So, yes.
They're the good friends to have, aren't they? Yeah. The ones from infant school,
yes.
as we say. So your products as well, because you are vegan, and it's not just your products that are vegan. You try your best to make sure the whole supply chain. So how difficult has that been?
Hellish.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It's must be far easier to get on in business if you've got no ethics. I have declined sponsorship because it's been unethical. I have had people say, yes, we are ethical as a factory, and then I find out that they're using dyes that contain animals. The majority of the dyes that we wear on our clothes contain animals. With things even like my website designer and my legal team and everyone, I had to have everyone on board that I will not have, I will not pay for contractors that actively support those who engage in anything that would compromise my ethics.
Yeah.
Any kind of meat, fish, kind of, fur trade, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's been difficult, but I feel that I'm kind of setting a precedent so that hopefully others in the industry will follow me.
Yeah.
So,
yes. And I mean, it is an amazing product. You're also supplying Ipswich and Colchester hospitals, yes. They baby loss teams, and that's free of charge.
Yeah, so this is one of the reasons why I changed over to a CIC. So for those who don't understand, it's kind of like a hybrid between a charity and a limited company. Mm. I was really adamant that if you've gone through baby loss, why should you have to go through the trauma of trying to find adequate knickers? They should be there. And what to do is I get companies to tax offset onto my CSC. So, for example, this week, J2 Software Limited sponsored some knickers, and then they go out to people who've had C-sections and then maybe stillbirths or something like that. Mm. And, I mean, Ipswich Hospital in particular have been amazing because they helped collate little bits of research for me that I could then present when I pitched for my clinical trial elsewhere. So they've been really, really helpful.
And yeah. You also get involved in tree planting as well.
Yeah, so I don't do it myself, but I'm linked with another company, Tree Nation. After my difficult birth with Sage, I felt that I wanted to kind of plant a tree to get rid of some negativity. And it was really difficult because I was in a flat and I didn't have a garden at the time. So I have a virtual forest, and also there are actual trees being planted in the new forest. Mm. Under my company's name, and they can just go through my website and buy a tree for their child that they've lost. Mm. Yes.
If you go to allthewsdandelionweatherstone.com, you'll find out all the details for the company, and you can have a look at the knickers that they supply as well. And if you're anyone's going into hospital, maybe they're not, you know what it's like at the moment, people are really struggling. Mm. You might be going in for surgery, or you might have had a C-section, or know somebody's had a C-section, and you not only you can buy the product from your store, you actually have sponsorship as well. So if people are not in a position to actually be able to afford the product, it can be sponsored. So would they just need to contact you?
Yeah, so on the website there's a little button for sponsorship. It's not means tested, it's based on honesty, because I feel that means testing is absolutely degrading. And also, just to alert people, there is a little tick box as well, which says that I can't remember the exact words now, I think it says I'm going through a lot emotionally.
Mm.
So it alerts me to if someone may have lost a baby, or because I also support those who've gone through DV, things like that. it alerts me to a kind of a sensitive situation.
Yeah.
So there'll be no judgment for me, and there's no cost. All of the postage and the product is all covered by generous CEOs who sponsor.
And it would be fantastic if the, you know, if the product was available in all hospitals, and hopefully, because I know you've got your clinical trials and everything else happening, so hopefully this is something that can be out there for everybody, because it's a you saw a gap in the market of actually helping people, and you know, I know that being a vegan is very close to your heart, and you're doing a fantastic, I mean, what a fantastic job that you're doing for other people.
Thank you. So
and you've
much.
Got a gorgeous daughter who's been sitting there very quietly, and your name is Sage.
Yep.
And you have the most beautiful hair.
Yep.
And you've just had some you've just had a little treat from our little vegan selection of sweeties. How are they doing?
Yep.
She's very talkative off air, but not so much on air. But it's lovely to talk to you, Ash.
Thank
and
you so much.
And let us know how everything goes with the clinical trials as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Now it's just coming up to